The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, and welcome to this five-part series that's an introduction to mindfulness. And as I said yesterday, I thought it was very nice to, after most of the year, going through a kind of wide, open, rich path of samadhi and insight, to go back to basics, and with the idea that it's always good to be a beginner, even for the most experienced practitioners. And that, and offer you kind of the simplest way that we offer the instructions here at the IMC. And we begin with offering meditation on breathing. And some people find that it's invaluable to just keep the meditation simple and just stay with breathing. And whole schools of Buddhism, meditation, are involved with just deepening meditation through attention to breathing. The idea in this vipassana, the kind of vipassana we do, is that we're trying to develop a capacity to be aware that supports us, that is beneficial, that is freeing, that can bring a meditative or a mindful attention to all aspects of our life, no part left out. So certainly to our bodily experiences. Some people use meditation to actually kind of leave behind their bodily experiences, to go into some kind of pure, you know, area of consciousness. To use mindfulness to become aware of emotions. Some people use meditation to avoid their emotions, their difficult ones. To become mindful of thinking. Some people have a kind of adversarial relationship to thinking, thinking that thinking is a problem for meditation. In the kind of awareness practice we do here, we're learning how to become aware in an effective way to all aspects like this. So certainly to breathing, to the body, to our emotions, and to thinking. And once we get kind of the basics of how to include each of those parts, then, and which we'll do on Friday, is to bring them all together into one whole. So with the foundation in mindfulness of breathing, the next step in our instructions is to be mindful of the body. And there are two ways of doing that, two ways that are part of the instruction here. One is if there's some strong sensation in the body that's more compelling than your ability to kind of just hang out with the breathing, then it's fine. So if it's strong, then it could set up a tension between the effort to be with breathing and this strong sensation. And that tension is not necessary. What we can do is either let go of the breathing entirely and let the attention now be, let the mindfulness be cultivated and be developed on that strong sensation. And again, so it's not so much the need to penetrate or understand or see something special in the sensation, as it is our ability to be present for it in a simple, non-reactive way. And because we're learning to free the awareness, we're learning to free our kind of mental ability to pay attention from being reactive or judgmental or caught in preferences. Just to be very simple. And in that simplicity, finding a way that something very deep inside of us can settle and relax. And so if there's a strong sensation in the body, is to turn the attention to it and hold that simply. And because it's hard to kind of hold something in attention in a fixed way, to be kind of, you know, just to hold it there and unwaveringly, kind of in the same maybe rhythm as breathing in and breathing out, it's possible to let your attention gently move around or roam around in that strong sensation in the body. Feel it, you know, it might be, even if it's just a small little spot, a square centimeter or something, you could feel the edges of it, feel the inside of it. Gently let the attention move in and out, maybe pull back a little bit and see it globally. Breathe in, go closer to feel it intimately. If it's really hard to be there, some people find it helpful to back off and watch it as if watching it from a distance. Some people find it easier to dip into the heart of it and really almost become it. And then if it's painful, some people find it's easier to be with if you're sitting right in the middle of it and feeling it. Kind of look around, get to know it, and notice how the quality of the relationship you have to it. Is it simple or is it complicated? Is it reactive or is it very allowing? And so one way is just simply to be there and for a little bit. And it might only be for three breaths. Some people find that they can, for three breaths, can have a very simple, matter-of-fact relationship without trying to do anything to it, without trying to get rid of it. And then come back to the breathing. And maybe that happens a few times. Three breaths with a sensation, come back to the breathing. Sometimes when a sensation is strong, it doesn't have to be painfully strong, it can be pleasantly strong. Sometimes it's nice, it can be longer that we stay with it. It can become the primary focus of attention for some time. But to make that a little bit easier, there's a second way of being with strong sensations that involves doing so with the support of breathing. So it's almost as if we, or is this, feeling like we're breathing with the sensation or breathing through it. And so there's a rhythm of breathing in and breathing out where there's a kind of oscillation, alternation of kind of touching it, being with it, pulling back from it, going through it, kind of like waves maybe. And then it might be easier for the attention to kind of stay with the strong sensation in a very easy way. And slowly over time, we're learning how to be with strong sensations in a non-reactive, non-attached way. Sometimes, oddly enough, it's easier with unpleasant sensations because we don't want to be caught in it. It's painful. And so we can learn how to be at ease with discomfort, how to be non-reactive, how to be not caught in its grip. Some people find it harder with strong, pleasant sensations because there can't be anything wrong with being attached to that or caught up in that because it's pleasant. But in this practice of mindfulness, we're trying to find a way to be with all things in a non-reactive, non-attached, non-interfering way. To discover the simplicity of a kind of an open awareness, open sensitivity that feels and knows without needing it to be different. And that goes against the grain for many ways in which the mind often works, where it's navigating and negotiating life and changing things, trying to plan things, figure things out. Mostly attention is involved with objects of attention, with what it's concerned with, and trying to do something with it. And with mindfulness, there's a radical shift from being concerned with the object of attention, where attention is directed, to being interested in caring for how attention operates itself. And the strong sensation in the body are just one more thing to in which to train or to learn how to have a present moment awareness that is has a kind of a contemplative, relaxed, open, mindful way of being, so that we can learn to do that more in our life in general, calm awareness. So the way we do this with mindfulness of the body is we continue, mindfulness of breathing is the foundation of the practice here at IMC. That's where we cultivate some concentration, some mindfulness with the sensations of breathing. But if there's a pull to any kind of strong sensation in the body, then we can let go of breathing and attend to that. At first, maybe just for three breaths. And that limit of three breaths keeps it kind of relaxed, keeps it from getting entangled, making an engineering project or analytical project, just to feel it. Then back to the breathing. If the strong sensation persists for some time, then there can be a longer attention to it, and letting the attention roam around, feel it, remembering to that it's an exploration for how to be aware simply. But also a way of the awareness becoming stable or settled or getting a little bit more unified or concentrated around the sensation, just gathered there. And that gathering of attention can be supported, if you'd like, if not too complicated, is to breathe with the strong sensations so that breathing, attention, maybe even slightly your thinking, your interest, it's all gathering around this sensation that's there. And once it feels acknowledged enough, it doesn't have to have gone away, it feels like you've gotten to know it and acknowledged it, then go back to the breathing. And so in this practice that we teach, breathing keeps being the default. Keep coming back there where we're cultivating being settled, being unified, gathering ourselves around the breathing, but always ready to let go of it from some stronger sensation. And for today, before we get to the emotions tomorrow, you might want to try this with your body. So two assignments, if you would like, if you have time. Yesterday I suggested that you add a 10-minute meditation sometime later in the day today. And if you're in some evening time zone right now, maybe tomorrow before our YouTube broadcast. But today I'd like to suggest you add 5 minutes. So try to sit 15 minutes more later today, at least. And now experiment with this movement of going from breathing to body sensations and see if that can be done in a very calming, settling way, and where you're experimenting how simple it could be without getting caught and reactive to the body sensations that you might have. And just kind of gently kind of emphasize breathing, but for this exercise, experiment a little bit to what it's like to go and touch into different parts of your body, different sensations, and then coming back to your breathing. And so you develop a little bit of familiarity to this kind of instructions. And then in the rest of your life, it's invaluable to keep checking into your embodied experience, checking in to how your body feels in the different circumstances that of your life activity, in driving and working and using a electronic device, looking at a screen, talking with a friend, talking with a challenging person. What's happening in your body? Keep for one day in daily life, get curious how your body experiences your life. So thank you, and tomorrow we'll do emotions and continue on this instructions.